Well, we've known for a while that Detroit's finances are reaching a crisis point. It's believed the city could run out of money within the next few months. News broke yesterday evening that the Snyder administration will try to remedy the situation. Governor Snyder will lay out details of a proposed consent agreement to members of the Detroit City Council today. A consent agreement would give the city's elected officials broad powers similar to those of an emergency manager. Sarah Swick is Michigan Radio's Detroit reporter. Sarah, first off, what exactly is a consent agreement?
A consent agreement is an agreement between two parties, and in this case, it's between the state and the elected officials of the city of Detroit. And so what they're going to do in this case is lay out a bunch of things that the city needs to do basically to get its finances in order. State Treasurer Annie Dillon has said it is intermediary step under Public Act 4, which is the state's emergency manager law, which means basically that if the parties sign off on this, both the Detroit City Council and the mayor would have to sign off on it. But if they do agree to it, that this essentially puts them sort of still within that process so that if this agreement is not followed, then that could trigger the appointment of an emergency manager.
What would this mean for the city of Detroit's finances?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, we need to look at the actual language. But what it means basically is that it would give the city council and the mayor broader powers to make cuts and make decisions about the city departments and other things that they would have been restricted from doing before. For example, making decisions about privatizing certain departments, consolidating, etc. That makes those sort of things a lot easier for them.
Would this be a temporary fix, or would the city's problems be smoothed over long term?
Well, that depends on what the city does. You know, I mean, the idea is that it's a long-term fix. So if they accept this agreement and then they go ahead and implement, you know, all of the terms of the agreement, then I think the idea is that it's a long-term fix. However, there are some things that obviously could happen, which is the city doesn't follow through with the agreement, and this has happened before a couple years ago in the case of Pontiac, and then that could trigger the appointment of an emergency manager.
And like you said, Mayor Dave Bing and the city council have to sign off on this proposal. Could there be any hang-ups there?
There could be. The city council, I think a majority, from what I can tell, a slim majority of the council members have expressed support for at least the idea of a consent agreement, but a lot is going to depend on the language and what exactly this agreement is asking the city to do. So that should be laid out today, and we should have a better sense of whether or not they will accept that.
All right, Sarah, thanks very much.
Thank you.